Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I think you are seeing this probably in the afternoon in for Fosden. That science is recorded. You can see whatever you want. Thank you very much for joining us today in this online conference that we used to be all together in Brussels. We are going to miss the waffles a lot. I will probably cook us some of them for later. My talk today, I would like to talk about open source brand offices. I don't know if you have heard about this concept, but I would like to also to talk about other topics. I'm gonna minimize myself in the video, so you don't need to see me that big anymore. So I would like to focus on at least four key topics. We, the people that we do develop, maintain, contribute to open source at some point. I will talk of course about organizations, open source ecosystems. I think it's a concept I would like to highlight during this talk. Also about open source brand offices, the important role and to help sustainability. One of the key points here about this how to help on sustainability is the way of the maintainer. So let's start. The motivation for this talk started like I think it was a couple of months ago. I was preparing a talk for Open Core Summit, and I was analyzing, you know, I work in Viterja. We provide analytics about open source development and how companies develop software in general. But I was analyzing the commercial open source software company index. I don't know you know about this, but basically like the 45, 50 software companies that develop software, and they sell it or provide it as a service. And these are the companies that have like $100 million revenue per year, at least. So that's big amount of money. So that's significant amount of money. That means that you can do money doing open source software development and even providing service on top of that. So those companies are around in total like 70,000 employees, and the numbers from this index is about they are generating a revenue around $80 billion per year in revenue. So that's in total for these 45, 50 companies. That's huge, I would say. But okay, going to what were the people that are maintaining this code? How much active they are? What's the level of dependency these companies has on the maintainers? It was interesting to check, okay, these are the top 50, and you can compare that there is like a people that is doing a lot of identities or identities, I would say, that are doing all this amazing work on top of everything, that are mostly bots. Actually, they are bots, but there is one human there, and you see the amount of work this person has done is above any average of the rest of the project. So compare it to around again 50 companies, and these are people that are getting more than 100 and even more millions of dollars in revenue. So they are depending on probably the work of this person that I would say don't bother him on Thursday. I know he's him because I know him also, who is the company and they're working on. But it's not the matter of the conference. For me, it was the key point. Oh, open source is depending that much in, and this company is depending that much in the work of a person that. Okay, companies, software development at the end of the day is about people, and that's very important. And actually, if we look at how software is developed in general, we have the